sit comfortably and become very peaceful. Close your eyes. Imagine yourself sitting at the center of a beautiful rainbow, being surrounded by the love and the energies of the spiritual worlds. Thoughts may chase across the surface of your mind. Let them go. You do not have to follow them now. Be aware of your body. Feel the incredible gratitude of the soul that this body has sustained you through all the experiences of this incarnation. In this meditation, we are going to complete the exercise we have called the temple meditation. Once again, we begin by visualizing the intense, potent energy that flows up the inner channel within the spine, from the base of the spine to the top of the head. We know this as the rod of Aaron. This is the path on the tree of life from Malkuth to Yesod. Now see yourself standing with your arms outstretched in the shape of a cross. The vertical beam of the cross is an area one palm width either side of your spine. In this position, you connect Yesod with Tifereth. The horizontal arm of the cross runs from one hand to another through the heart. Here we connect Hod with Netzach. Imagine that two roses, one white, the other red, are now growing from the base of the cross and intertwining around the cross. Firstly, they grow up the vertical beam until they reach the heart, and then from the heart they grow out along the horizontal beam of the cross until they reach, in your left hand, Hod, in your right hand, Netzach. The roses continue climbing until they reach the top of the cross. See this as a cross now created of light. Feel that light within your body, within your hands, within your arms. We know this as the roses upon the cross. Sustain this image just for a moment or two. Now you can let the image of the cross fade away. We find ourselves in the purple realm of Yesod. This is a realm of shadows and reflected light, for it is the domain of the moon. Imagine that from a distance, a vibrant orange light is moving towards you. It surrounds you. It fills your whole body with light. This light infuses the whole of your body and flows out in beautiful hues of different colours. You have entered the sphere of Hod and become the luminous body. Experience the light flowing from your hands, from your eyes, from your feet, so that it makes a sort of a luminous edge around the whole of your body, filled with light. Allow yourself now to become light, so light that you begin to float upwards through the roof, through the ceiling, through the roof, into the sky beyond. You enter a new realm that is filled with light. It is a land of beauty, pulsating with the green of living things. We are standing upon a green hillside, watching the scene below. Here, in the realm of Netzach, the abode of Venus, we are able to experience the glory of the Lord, the light that fills this world, working within the spiritual worlds. Just experience for a moment that the light is no longer just around you, but it is spread to the whole world and enholds you in its embrace. We cannot, however, stay here in this state of peace and beauty. It appears that we travel on, flying over the clouds. In the distance, but rapidly growing closer, we perceive the temple of the sun. We stand at the door, inscribed with the symbol of the sun. The door opens. We walk down the long corridor and we pause at the threshold of the proper entry to the temple. We pause to hand our cares and anxieties to the angelic attendant who guards this door. Now we have been given permission to step over the threshold into a golden light that seems to radiate from everywhere and infuse the very air with its vibrance. Here, in this light and energy, we have arrived at the sphere of Tifereth, the realm of the sun being. There are still higher Sephiroth, but they are embraced within the temple. The center of the temple is roofed by a perfect dome. In the center of the dome, through a clear circle of crystal, a beam of the most radiant white light flows into the temple below. The white light, as it enters through the central lens, is surrounded by seven other glass circular windows in the colours of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Immediately below this source of light, in the center of the temple underneath the dome, is something that looks to our eyes like a soft, radiant form of light. We cannot distinguish the form that this light makes, for it is creating and changing all the time, and as it changes, it creates new and beautiful forms, even as we watch. We know that this is the Christ manifested within the temple. Four other beings surround the Christ at the points of a cross. They guard the approach to Christ. And so we find the way to Christ lies through a circle and a cross. You walk to the archangel who stands at the bottom point of the cross. Entering into the radiance of this powerful being, we find it filled with a vibrant, energetic, red hue. This is the Archangel Uriel, the Archangel of the fire element, the Sephira, Geburah. Feel the incredible energy of fire. Charge your whole being. In your mind, as you feel this energy move through you, repeat the following invocation to the Archangel. O great Archangel Uriel, may I be filled with your power. May the energy of fire, the energy of creation, the energy of imagination and inspiration flow into me and through me for the work of Christ in this world. Just for a moment, allow the fire energy to fill you, with the ability to create, to imagine, and to be a bearer of the spark of Christ to others. Then when you have accepted the gift, walk now to the west point of the cross. This is the 9 o'clock position. Here we enter into the light blue radiance of the Sephira Hesed. This is the station of Archangel Raphael, the ruler of the earth element. As before, align yourself with this Archangel. Feel within yourself the power of earth, the power to grow, to heal, and to bring to fruition. In your mind, repeat with me the following invocation to the Archangel. O great Archangel Raphael, may I be filled with your power. May the energy of earth, the energy of growth, of strength and healing, flow into me and through me for the work of Christ in this world. You stand for a moment, accepting the gifts of the Archangel, feeling strengthened, feeling healed. And when you've given thanks for the gifts, you now walk to the north point of the cross. Now you are at the 12 o'clock position. Here we enter into the deep blue of the Sephira of Bina, the sphere of understanding. This is the station of the Archangel of Water, Archangel Gabriel. Align yourself now with the power of the water element. This is the element of deep feeling, intuition, and compassion. Standing in the deep blue of the regent of the water element, invoke the Archangel. O great Archangel Gabriel, may I be filled with your power. May the energy of water, the energy of feeling, understanding and compassion flow into me and through me for the work of Christ in this world. We abide within the aura of the Archangel, giving thanks for the gift of compassion and feeling. And we move on now to the final arm of the cross. We move to the eastern point. We have entered now the Sephira of Chochmah, the realm of wisdom. Here the light brightens again, a beautiful pearly iridescence surrounds us. We have arrived at the station of Archangel Michael, the Archangel of Air. Now we align ourselves with the power of the air element, the power of thinking, of wisdom, of communication. Once again, we invoke the Archangel. O great Archangel Michael, may I be filled with your power. May the energy of air, the energy of thinking, of wisdom, of communication, flow into me and through me for the work of Christ in this world. Let us experience for a moment the gifts of the Archangel radiating through the center of our head, filling every aspect of our being with the wisdom element. We give thanks for the gifts of the Archangel. And then we are allowed to turn around and gaze into the center of the cross. A gate has opened up for us in the inner circle. We enter through that gate and become united with Christ. There are no words for the wonder and peace that we experience. only a vast knowledge that we are loved beyond anything we could imagine. Offer to Christ your loved ones who suffer. Allow his power to flow into your heart. Abide there for a moment in the beauty and the peace of the realm of Tifereth. From somewhere, a voice says, I and the Father are one. And it is as though Christ has thrown you like a feather up, up, through the center of the dome and into a realm of pure light. Now you too have become pure light. Experience the very light and love of the Godhead, and know that you are in your essence a being of love. As you rest in this wonderful state, you become aware that the world still needs love and healing. Gradually, the world becomes visible to you, turning slowly below you. You hear the voices of pain and the cries of need, and out of the love that is your innermost being, you slowly descend towards the earth. First, you meet the Archangel Michael again, standing guard with his sword in the sphere of Hochma. As you bow to him, he touches the crown of your head with the sword of wisdom. In this act, all the knowledge and wisdom of this world passes away, and you become open to the divine thought to flow through you. You pass into the deep blue sphere of Bina, where you again meet with Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel carries a jar of water. From this jar, he anoints your brow center with the living water, the water of understanding. In this act, all the old understandings of who you were and who you are in this world dissolve away, and you become open to divine insight and perception. Now to the light blue region of Hesed. Here the Archangel Raphael carries a staff. He touches your throat with the staff of mercy. In this act, all the old prejudices and angers dissolve away, and you become open to the flow of divine forgiveness and healing working through you. We enter into the region of Mars, the fiery Sephira Kibura. Uriel here holds a living flame within his hands. He now anoints your hands with the flame of severity so that you may cut away all illusion from your life. In this act, the old fantasies and ego illusions dissolve, and you become open to the flow of your own divine self. You have returned to the temple of the sun. You bow to Christ in the center. Here you say, "May I become empty of everything I am." As you emptied yourself of everything that you were, with this act you feel the peace that emptiness brings, the peace that you will take out into the world. You now leave the temple, passing through the same door you entered. Once again you are in the world of nature, on the hilltop, where the power of beauty in the world, the Sephira of Netzach, is manifested. Here we allow the ties of all old relationships to dissolve, so that we may become open to the reality of our relationship with Christ. Gradually, the scenery of the spiritual world fades away, and you find yourself back in your body, surrounded by the light of the luminous body of the sphere of Hod. Here we allow all the old negative thought patterns to dissolve into the light of our luminous body, so we may become open to new thoughts and new ideas. Allow now the light to return to the rose-entwined cross that we know as the roses upon the cross, and experience that you are still connected to Tifereth, the realm of Christ, and through Christ to Kether, the realm of the Father, the realm of love. Feel the love that streams into us from the highest of spiritual realms and is always there to uphold and sustain us. From now on, you will always know that in your essence you are love. In waking and sleeping, in conversation, in silence, in repose, and in action, this is who you most truly are. Everything else is irrelevant. Only the truth of love prevails. Allow yourself again to experience the journey from Yesod to Malkuth through the rod of Aaron, the power within the spine. And this too, let go. Be at peace. Sit in this state until you are ready to return to the ordinary world. Know that you are a being who is in essence created from love. You have the wisdom and understanding of the spiritual worlds flowing through you. You are a being of power and forgiveness. And you have become identified with Christ. You are an initiate of the Christ mysteries. So shall it be.